Commercial Transport Cathars. Commander Primal Tharzorian recording. Exploration mission under Science Master Kanoia, his partner Kibble, and assistant Jorah Dibril. Out here searching for evidence of the ancients. We are 65 solar cycles from the Hertha homeworld. Beyond the known solar systems, further out than any manned vessel has ever been, heading for the galactic rim. The journey has been without incident so far, but this is unknown space. We don't know what's out here.
Threshold being only 180,000 miles per second instead of the 186,000 in our universe. What if I link the overdrive to the conceptual geometer?
Geometer requires further modification to conform with the negative curvature of ectospace.
There. Now. Weld the relays here and here. Ow! The relays, not my thumb.
Apologies, mistress. Bypass circuitry is liable to overload. Advise minimum power.
Disengage drive circuits.
Transference not achieved.
This is getting us nowhere.
Affirmative. Specify your intention.
Same as before. Rearrange the systems. Try and find more power.
Energy required for scan will compromise current power level.
We don't have a choice. If we materialize at a point without adequate resources, we would lose our ability to time travel. Whoopsie.
Mistress? Define whoopsie.
I'm all right, canine. Just a little tired, that's all.
Rest, mistress. I will conduct the temporal scan.
All right, canine. Wake me if you find any suitable target events.
Scan classification. Inert component native to this local time block. Target event. Any anomalous encoded energy wave profiles indicative of higher technology. Temporal matrix circuitry in passive mode. Commencing scan.
Another few hundred meters and we'll be back aboard the ship. What's that? Lying on the tunnel floor up ahead, it looks like... Foolish! He's dead. He's been shot. Blaster fire. At close range.
Your robot malfunctioning. I told you it was a trick. K-9 is waiting for us on the other side of the airlock. You first.
I'm afraid no one can use the airlock.
Why?
Because there's nothing on the other side.
You!
I ought to... Where's my ship?
There she is. She's drifting, but not too far. Must be caught in the globe's gravitational field. If we can just get across to it somehow...
We can't spacewalk. No suits.
There is an alternative. I might consider helping you if you put away that gun.
You're in no position to make demands.
But I am in a position to help you. Well? Thank you.
What alternative?
Find K-9. He can link with your computer and redock the ship by remote control.
Is that possible?
Oh, yes.
I have a better alternative. We can use your ship. Kimmel?
Ow! You're breaking my arm!
Touch me again, and I will break it.
Stupid ungrateful. I can help you. Jora, Kaloya, I saved your life.
Let her go, both of you. This is wrong. Kaloya, help me.
There is no future here.
Exactly. I don't intend dying in this floating tube. Move!
Only the past. Only beginnings.
Kaloya, this way. Come on.
If you think I'm just going to lead you to my ship, you're very much mistaken.
When we were here before, you pointed in that direction, so it can't be very far away.
Can't we rest a moment? I don't think Kaloya is very well.
Can he still walk?
Yes, but slowly. It's gone.
Tricks.
It was here. Look. You can see the indentation where we landed. It was... They weren't there before. Those imprints are new, like caterpillar treads. A machine. Something has taken my ship.
Stop playing games. Where is it?
That's what I'm telling you. It's been stolen.
Can you hear something?
Not very big, judging by those marks. Scout ship, maybe.
Listen. Listen.
There. A floating globe?
What is it?
Surveillance device? It's probably scanning us, looking us over. In which case, I suggest you put away those guns, gentlemen. Slowly! It might have built-in defense mechanisms.
K-9,
where are you?
K-9,
the ship has been taken away by... K-9, do you know who I am? Identify. K-9?
Follow the servitor, hurry!
We must be about a kilometer deep.
Yes. The passageways seem to give the impression they're going down, but without the mapping chip in an environment suit, we're lost.
You two mind being quiet! I'm trying to concentrate on memorizing our route. The servitor has stopped before that huge portal. This is it. Will you come into my palm and set this by a little fly? Well, We've come this far.
Plugged into the system.
Or it is plugged into him.
Correction. Master Control K-9 interface. Dispose of your energy weapons or I will be forced to stun you. You came seeking the old ones. They are gone. Their light has long since left this universe. A light which touched a thousand other worlds. Only I remain. This so that you too may choose to remain also, or to leave.
You're not K-9, are you?
It is I, Master Controller.
The governing intelligence that maintains the functioning of the sphere. What do you want?
Intruders, you must be dispatched.
Star out there is dying. How soon? Ask a silly question.
Then, why? Hear energies of other star calling.
It's babbling worse than Kaloya.
Of course. Why didn't I see it? The sphere is alive. It's sentient. During breakup, its matter and energy won't just collapse in on itself. It'll be drawn into the white dwarf star.
Creating...
Singularity, the center of a black hole where all the laws of physics cease, sucks in everything. Light, matter, energy, even time is affected. It literally stands still at the event horizon, the energy field created by a singularity. A white hole is the opposite end of the spectrum. It spews out light, matter, energy, and time. It's perfect.
We're facing oblivion, and you call it perfect?
I came here looking for a new power source. I can use this.
Kaloya, put that gun down.
You cannot use any part of it. It belongs to the ancients. To us. It's our heritage, our birthright, our... this is where we came from, where we belong. No one can be allowed to leave. No one. As for you, just like Voolish, all unbelievers must be purged.
Voolish? Kaloya? Oh, no.
Voolish didn't believe. He couldn't share... Understand, Jora. Surely you realize by now, as I have, that this was foretold in the writings of the ancients. The last cycle.
A mass spiritual ending where our spirits meet the ancients. This is real, Kaloya. It has nothing to do with crumbling scrolls from the great tombs.
I'll take that laser! Give it to me!
Kaloya! Come back!
Leave him. There's nothing you can do now. K-9.
That is your ship.
I admit it needs a little work. What am I saying? Get moving!
How much flight time do we have to get clear before the breakup?
4 solar cycles.
There's your answer. Now go! I'll use my ship. Control, release K-9. Please, I can't do this without him.
Data module installation incomplete. Data module installation incomplete. Is why you were brought here. Control, like all living forms, requires continuation. This unit will fulfill that function by carrying the essence of control until it is time for it to be released.
You're trying to reproduce offspring from artificial intelligence. K-9, it won't work.
Control will be restored. Will benefit from the joining. This unit will continue to be autonomous with access to our knowledge. It is done. Umbilical cables disengaged. Interface terminated.
I'll carry you, K-9. Be a hell of a sight quicker.
I never thought we'd make it back out again.
Follow the servitor.
calculate variable factors for a local spatiotemporal jump, 4 solar cycles, relative positions of sphere and star, ectospace-time field curvature. If we're going to capture this white singularity, we need that dimensional stabilizer online.
Working, mistress.
Another few hundred meters, and then we're at the airlock.
Dimensional stabilizer now operational.
Begin calculations to create an adjacent dimensional pocket to contain the singularity.
Affirmative. Computations for closed negative decay field.
Fools! Unbelievers! It's beautiful!
Strap yourselves in! This will be an emergency liftoff.
K9, I can't trigger all these systems simultaneously. I need your skills for the final jump.
Standing by.
Arriving in target time frame. The sphere's external polyalloy shell is in the final stages of breaking up. Incredible.
Sensors report supergiant star pressures building towards helium-4 and beryllium-8 flashpoint. Activate dimensional stabilizer. Supergiant star and white dwarf being drawn together by mutual gravitational attraction.
Kaloya was a great Hertian with a great dream.
A dream we can't even prove. Not with only one artifact.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
A little bit of, private enterprise. There's a hopper full of material down in the main hold.
Then we can prove it.
But should we? Kaloya wanted to illuminate the past and all our futures. Then he realized his discovery might destroy everything we value. The very belief that binds us all together. Do we tell the people back home what we discovered or not?
Oh. K9.
Mistress?
Did it? It did, didn't it?
If you are referring to the capture of a dual singularity as an energy conduit to provide a sustainable power source, affirmative. Temporal drive facility now fully operational.
At last. I was getting somewhat tired of being a shipwrecked mariner. Mariner. Well, that gives me an idea of what to name our new, fully functional time vessel. K9. Welcome aboard the Mayflower.
Mistress? Where to now?
Anywhere, K9. Anywhere in time and space.
Looking down at all my notes, charts, and computations, and suddenly finding myself sick of it all. I literally ran from the building. The night air was still and cool, and I found myself gazing silently at the stars.
You're a romantic, Kaloya.
Thank you, Chora. That isn't what I meant.
What, then?
Well, simply, Kimmel, that reducing the world to forces, particles and equations robs us of that special connection with nature.
The simple days, huh? Simple and backward. Backward into superstition and myth.
I enjoy a good myth myself.
Ancient beliefs are not an attack on science.
Nowadays, people more and more seem to prefer quick and easy answers. But as scientists, we of all people cannot hide from the truth. The disciplined, rational precision of science.
Which shows us a universe in which we are almost peripheral. Disturbingly peripheral. People don't like uncertainty.
As an archaehistorian, Jorah, you know that religion is just a cultural remnant from a time before we had science to explain our existence.
Now that's where you're wrong. It doesn't explain. Science is so successful because it has limited itself to describing the physical universe. But description is not explanation.
How can you believe that and still call yourself a scientist? It's a contradiction in terms.
When I was your age, Kimmel, I believed in the preeminence of science. As you get older, you realize the impermanence of all things.
Corridors for eternity, foolish. I should never have signed on. Myth chasing. Scientists. What do they know? But religion doesn't provide definite answers either, does it?
No. You have to look with open eyes as well as an open mind. I can be a scientist and a believer because both require thought and understanding.
Semantics. Symbolism and science do not go together.
Just me.
The nature of science and many religions is to question, to interpret and search for truth. They're not so different in outlook as most people believe. They ask, why do we have free will? If everything we learn about the external universe is true, then it's a delusion. Or is it?
Why do we possess consciousness? Is it an inherent force or just an evolutionary byproduct?
Not you too, Jorah.
I'm a scientist. My job is to ask questions.
But are we asking the right questions? Perhaps the most interesting of all is, why should there be a universe where we can perceive these questions yet be unable to answer them?
You're dreaming, both of you.
I would welcome that dream. In a way, it's comforting. Although science and compassion are generally seen as spiritual qualities, I don't see why they couldn't become incorporated at some point in the future. Our race won't survive without a continual growth in technology. But unless it's applied thoughtfully, with some of that wisdom and compassion, we risk allowing it to run amok and destroy us. Yeah, I would welcome that dream.
What do you think, foolish?
Philosophy gives me a headache.
Anomalous target event located. Inert component 4927 Omega 01 Alpha.
I told you to wake me!
Unnecessary, mistress. My instructions were understood. Understood.
Are you all right, K-9?
This unit neither requires nor is able to express states of dysfunction non-specifically.
Yes, all right. I understand. But you still should have wakened me before transference. We arrived with such a jolt, I fell off the recliner. Oh, let me look at the readings. Artificial construct, 88 U power. Excellent. And the analysis shows a low probability of any complex biological life forms present in the target time frame. So, there won't be anyone around asking awkward questions. Good.
Well, let's see if the viewer we installed works. It's incredible. What is it?
Designation, Dyson Sphere. An artificial shell created by disassembling a solar system and rebuilding the mass around a star whose internal surface is terraformed to provide a life-supporting habitat capable of sustaining a population of several billion individuals.
Billions? But the scan shows no complex biological life forms. What happened to all the people?
Insufficient data.
Spherical shell composed. Dwarf star polyalloy. 3 kilometers thick. That accounts for its unusual mass density readings. The shell is 312 million miles in diameter. It's as wide as half an entire solar system. It's incredible. The technology. Whoever they were, they certainly knew something about engineering. I take it all back, K-9. Well done. Very good boy.
Exceptional. Entry to sphere imperative.
We can move into orbit and scan for an access point.
Communing with the universe.
Then, what is your reality?
My reality is this ship. I'm not a myth chaser.
Neither am I.
Then why did you fund this expedition?
I told you. As you get older, you see things differently.
Meaning?
Suppose, like all legends, there's a grain of truth within the writings of the ancients. What if they exist? I'm not saying they exist now, but if we can find any trace of an ancient civilization out here on the rim, on the edge of our galaxy...
The edge of being? The texts say the ancients came from the edge of being.
Pure speculation.
Kimmel, why did you agree to come?
To provide a purely objective scientific rationale.
And to avoid missing any of the acclaim if we find anything. Oh, come now, Kimmel. Ambition is nothing to be ashamed of. I asked you along because I want your objective rationale, my friend.
Yes.
Good.
They look like doors. Must be about 50 kilometres across.
49.417, mistress.
Question is, how do we open them? I've tried all the standard activation and coded signals I can think of. Perhaps we should just knock.
Negative, mistress. Converse.
What?
Vocal communication. Discourse. Confabulation. Speech. Dialogue. Phonetic interface.
You mean open sesame?
Mistress.
Well, we've tried everything bar, hand signals and semaphore. Why not? But then what does one say? What's the protocol for introducing yourself to a metal globe?
The gesture. Allow me to transmit communication.
Go ahead.
Attention! This is Artificial Intelligence Center designated K-9 requesting access. Response required.
Some kind of traction beams. We're being pulled in.
Warning! Ship accelerating towards shell at 2,000 kilometers per second.
What's in this power?
Break free! Speed increasing 2,500 kilometers per second. We're going to crash! K-9! Attention! Entry is opening. Hang on. This is going to be close.
Geosurface of sphere is 60 million miles from the star. Scanning for nearest source of technology. Source located.
Spatial drive engaged.
Bridge scanners have detected something from the next solar system.
Can't be. We're still 3 light years away. Besides, a white dwarf star can't support any planets.
I think I don't know that. The scanner shows a high metal content.
Must be a full sensor echo. These readings have got to be wrong. Shall I tell Kaloya?
No. Not until we've something to tell him. Let's make a full instrument check and be sure what we're reading is accurate.
Of electromagnetic radiation outside. Can your internal shielding cope, K9?
Affirmative. However, suggest period of exposure is limited for both of us.
Bridge computer reports all detectors functioning normally. Whatever that metallic contact is out there, it's real.
Tell Kaloya we've located whatever it is. Knocking back that cheap synthaburo again, foolish.
It could be.
You said lots of brain cells, and you don't have any spare. Find Kaloya, bring him up here.
Where's that pocket torch?
In your pocket, mistress.
These passageway walls are made of a curious substance. Looks like stone, feels like metal.
Dwarf star composite with an element beyond my identification range.
But no energy conduits. Control systems, no instrumentation. How does this place function?
Master Control.
Yes, I imagine there is one. Sadly, we don't have time to go searching for it.
Halt! Danger, mistress!
What is it?
My sensors detect controlled radiated energy levels beyond this passageway intersection.
Controlled energy emissions? Indicative of high technology?
Affirmative.
What are we waiting for?
Levels potentially hazardous to organic life forms.
Well, there are decontaminate drugs in the ship. So long as I limit my exposure, I should be safe.
Risk unnecessary. Suggest I investigate alone, then report.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say you were trying to get rid of me, K9. You lead, I'll follow. Well, otherwise I'll leave you behind.
What have you found, Zorin?
You tell me.
If this is an asteroid, it's the biggest one in creation.
It must be a planet, surely.
That size? We're 3 light-years away, according to these readings.
Well, Kaloya? Kaloya?
Kaloya? You all right?
Direct heading. I want the earliest possible rendezvous with the object.
Is this the Great Globe?
We won't know that until we get there.
Which will be in 2 solar cycles, so I wouldn't go start unpacking any equipment just yet.
Nevertheless, that's just what we will do. Kimmel, Jorah?
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Do you ever have any other kind?
No. Course laid in.
Strong light source up ahead. Some kind of chamber beyond.
Warning! Radiation level at Q15241.
Still within my tolerance level.
Two were not understood, mistress. Radiation at Q349 and 11.
Some kind of energy storage facility. How much capacity do those clusters of short stacks over there have, K9?
8 to the 10th Q power.
If we could install some aboard the ship, they could fuel our temporal drive for a period. Even if they aren't compatible, they would still serve as an emergency reserve.
Radiation hazard, mistress.
Right. You'd have to build some kind of containment unit.
Negative. Radiation hazard at this location remains.
You really think it's a great globe out there, don't you?
It would make sense.
I remember the story. One day, the ancients were so angry with the peoples of Herta that they blotted out the suns for 40 cycles. If that's what we found, its sheer size could easily create a double eclipse. They must have been able to control its orbit. So the globe isn't a planet, it's a space vessel.
And because the great globe was metal, our ancestors believed the ancients had metal bodies.
Would you both stop referring to them as the ancients?
What's the matter, Kimmel? Uncomfortable at the prospect of your faith in science proving my beliefs?
Just a moment.
If this is what you both think, then we're not dealing with a deity, but another life form. Flesh and blood, like us.
Oh, no. Nothing like us, Kimmel.
You're both missing the point. If it is the globe, then we've just found proof positive that Herta was regularly visited by aliens. We're also about to disprove the existence of the gods themselves. Is that what you want, Kaloya? To destroy the influence of the religious caste?
Of course not. Don't you think I've already considered all the possibilities? Even if what you imagined comes to pass, our society will survive, and with a clearer understanding of its past and its future.
And nothing more than pure speculation until we know what the object actually is.
Yes, I am a bit hungry, but I want to finish the containment unit first. Now, where is the decontaminant medicine kit?
Delaying ingestion of regular nutrition can lead to gastric agitation.
Said afterwards, really, I've never known you so tetchy. Are you sure your systems weren't affected by the EM radiation?
Affirmative.
Yes, they were or they weren't?
Affirmative.
Are you trying to be funny? Perform a level one self-diagnostic.
Completed. Systems functioning normally.
You don't sound like your normal self. I'll perform a full systems inspection later. Did you say something?
Negative.
Come over here and help me laser weld the containment unit together.
There it is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You have a strange eye for beauty. It's radiating a vast electromagnetic and gravitational field. So I've put the ship in a high orbit to make a full surface survey, as requested.
By whom?
By me. For my objective viewpoint, remember?
A survey would take months. If there is anything of archaeological value left, it will be inside the globe.
You still insist on identifying it as the Great Globe?
That's what it is. It has to be.
What do you suggest, then?
Make planetfall and excavate.
You can't do that.
I can't guarantee the ship will stand the gravitational stress of landing and taking off from that thing. Voolish is right.
That's not what I meant.
We can't turn back now.
May I remind you all that you are here at my behest and my expense? The fact remains we will never know anything unless we investigate. Well, Zarin, you're always telling us you're the best. Now you can show us. Make preparations to land.
Cut that short stack there. Oof. Heavier than I thought.
My carrier backpack is full, mistress.
Sorry about making you a donkey. But the fewer visits to this environment, the better.
Apologies unnecessary, mistress.
There. I've reinforced the primary energy conduits. Let's see if the crystal stack energy is compatible with our systems.
Transflow stable. Operational power of 97%. Congratulations, mistress.
Thank you, K-9. But I couldn't have done it without you. Ooh, I'm tired. We'll recce for that technology you detected tomorrow.
Mistress. Initiating recharge. Closing door. Accepted, Master. All intruders must be dispatched.
Final approach vector. Revert to orbital engines.
Speed at 20,000 kps.
Thrusters to 25%.
25%. 15,000 kps. Feels like turbulence.
The nose is getting very heavy. Compensators!
Compensators engaged. Just the first pressure node. It's locked off. Main pressure stable. It's all right.
Final descent. Deploy landing legs.
Landing thrusters standing by.
Full thrusters. Now!
8,000 meters. 7,000. 6,000. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes!
Thrusters off, engines off. External system secure. We made it.
The shell beneath us must be anything up to 3 kilometers thick. Even with the ship's heavy-duty lasers, it'll take almost an entire cycle to cut through.
Program the computer to stop just short of penetration zero.
Hello, K-9. Technology hunting today. We particularly need an ectospace calibrated replacement for the conceptual geometer.
Understood. Detectors fully functional.
Bridge computer has completed the excavation program. We're 100 meters to penetration zero. Tell the others.
Ooh, all these passageways look the same to me, as they always do. How are your sensors coping with the EM radiation?
Functioning within preset parameters. Concentration of metallic, silicate and polymer-based artifacts detected. Follow me.
That's you three suited up. Your tanks contain 20 hours of breathable atmosphere, so don't stray too far from the entry point. Helmets on, and into the airlock.
That's them. They're moving off down the tunnel.
I'll go back up to the bridge. You stay here and supervise the maintenance drones. I want that temporary airlock installed over the tunnel entrance before they return, just in case we have to undock in a hurry.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Stick it in my ear, sir. Oh, good. Robot! Robot!
Calling bridge. What happened? The whole ship just lurched.
The cyclocompensators reacted as if we were sinking.
Sinking? That's ridiculous. We're sitting on a solid metal surface.
I know. It's as though it suddenly got heavier.
You mean a gravity surge?
Probably. I can't tell. Too much interference. How long until that temporary airlock's completed?
4 hours.
Once the maintenance drones have finished, hook one up to a transport hopper.
Why? What are you gonna do?
Don't argue, Voolish. Do it. Bridge out.
The optoelectronic technology in that chamber may be useful.
Location memorized and mapped, Mistress.
Are there any other chambers around here?
Affirmative. Follow me.
That's about as much useful data as we can get with these recent detectors.
All right, you've made it clear you don't want any part of this. Fine, but I don't have time to argue. But I do expect you to keep quiet about it. Understood? What about the transport hopper?
Dispatched 20 minutes ago. And the EM radiation down there is interfering with our communications.
Oh, what's the matter, foolish? Scared of being left on your lonesome?
Maybe, but I'm not going.
Thank you.
detonation had failed, it was backfired and then it had started.
It was an accident.
How they were gone at me and expect me to be helpful. With his cerebral core has been damaged, I'm holding you personally responsible. K-9?
It's a hopper full of junk you've collected.
Junk to you? But if Kaloya is half the genius his reputation claims, then it's worth a fortune to private collectors and scientific institutions on Herta. Cheer up! You've just become rich.
You can keep your blood money.
What are you talking about? This isn't blood money.
That's exactly what it is. For the billions who died because they believed in the ancients. Believed in their so-called divine precepts.
What is all this?
The Great Globe. The Great Lie. How many have died needlessly in the name of the ancients? Huh? How many have you lost, Zorin? Keep your blood money.
Let me get your access panel off, K-9. Tool pouch. You must have something useful in all these pockets besides a torch.
What the? A small crystal.
So is K-9.
The whole ship has a workshop. You can repair your robot there.
As long as I show you the chamber. A fully equipped workshop would be helpful.
Good.
But what guarantee do I have that you will keep your word? Don't look at him, look at me, well?
All I can give you is my word.
Give me the power pack from his laser gun.
No, we might still need it.
Guess what? Apart from us, there's no one else here.
Jorah!
Power bypass complete. Minimum power only.
Report status.
Power at 69.45%, but inaccessible due to energy pathway damage. Reserve cell will be drained in 4 hours. Therefore, sensors are 80% efficient. Weaponry malfunction is total. However, visual orientation and motivator unit are functional.
Good. These are... I'm sorry, I didn't catch your names.
Jorah, Science Master Kaloya, Science Master Kimmel.
Memorize identities. File under. Intentions unknown.
Approaching threshold of requested chamber.
Voulish calling Science Master Kaloya. Kimmel. Jorah. How much atmosphere have they got left in their tanks?
8 hours.
Something is wrong.
It's the interference. It doesn't mean anything.
I don't mean them not calling in. Something else. Something out there I can feel it.
Better? Now I've got that helmet off, yes. What about you, Mr. Kaloya?
Science, Master.
Beg your pardon.
Much better. Thank you.
What is it? Why hasn't the information on any of these crystals we tested been encrypted to keep it safe? Why is it we can just read it? And why can't I rid myself of the feeling this wasn't just left here for posterity? What do you mean? When the ancients abandoned the sphere, why didn't they take this archive with them? Unless they didn't need to. You mean they might be coming back? No, the condition of the sphere precludes that possibility. Why leave it here, where anyone can find it? Unless... you wanted someone to find it. A trap? No, I can't believe that. It doesn't make sense. Oh, dear. There is another possibility. Custodians, they might not all have abandoned ships. Some of them might still be here.
Stop! This is ridiculous. We can't be sure there are any surviving aliens back there.
Oh, worse sorry than safe.
Oh, wonderful, isn't it? Oh. The smell of the air, the sound of the wind.
Not now, Kaloya. My ship is this way. Ship? How do you think I got here, on a bicycle?
So that's why I wanted to get back up there. Our entry tunnel is just over there. Our ship is closer.
Affirmative.
Silence, K-9.
You need to get him fixed.
Look at the sky. It's getting darker. Night must be falling.
There is no night here. There's no horizon for the sun to set on.
You're coming with us.
That laser won't work without the power pack.
I had more than one.
I'm going to my ship.
This way.
You're not prepared to use that. I don't think even you would shoot an unarmed person in the back. Kimmel!
She's only stunned. I'll carry her. You get the robot. Go on. It doesn't bite.
Don't give me orders.
Mistress! Mistress!
Oh, idiot. I hate stun guns. Oh, that bluff didn't work.
Rest, Mistress.
I don't have time to sit here feeling delicate. If they lift off, we'll never see the ship again. They haven't taken off, have they?
Negative. Current probability of escape within parameters of 39 to 47%. We are locked in the equipment store of the freighter main hold.
We know where we are, K-9.
And my weaponry malfunction remains.
I wonder if... No, they didn't. I've still got my tool pouch. I can restore one of your energy pathways. That should reactivate your blaster. I'll have to disconnect the primary links. Ready?
Proceed.
What is it, Voulish?
It's the electromagnetic field. It's beginning to impact on our secondary computer functions.
Switch over to backups.
I have. I've just had computer warnings on 3 power spikes, but I can't tell if they're genuine or just instrumentation failure.
The primary systems are still unaffected. Keep monitoring. I'll check reactor control.
Forget reactor control. We have to leave now while we still can. Zorin!
Ouch! Shouldn't be any power in that transceiver bus. Unless... that was deliberate. What are you doing, K-9? What is going on inside your head?
Zorin calling Kimmel. Report your location.
We're in the crew room. What is it?
I'm running checks on the grid, so the power will be phasing in and out for a few minutes.
Understood.
We're talking about the Great Globe. It's the ultimate archaeohistorical find of all time.
Of your time, perhaps.
Of anyone's time. You came out here searching for it, now you say you want to leave. Why?
The magnitude of my folly. The enormity of our discovery. The artifact we found proves our root language and therefore the seeds of all our cultures, all our heritage, all our knowledge comes from the ancients. Or perhaps it's more fundamental than that. What if we are the seeds? Everything began here. If it is true, and this artifact suggests that it is, then we are not Hercians. We are the ancients.
You're letting your imagination run wild.
The answer is sitting on the table in front of you, Kibble. Do you want to make your name returning to Herta and making it public?
Make what public? Wild, unproven speculation?
I wanted to illuminate our past, not destroy it. Perhaps shake up the dogmatic thinking of the faith, not shatter it. The possibility of such knowledge is too dangerous. You should leave the ancients and their secrets in peace. Leave that question unanswered.
My mind
is made up. Don't fall into my trap, Kibble. Don't be blinded by ambition or reputation. You were right, Jorah. From the very beginning, the expedition was an attempt to recapture the past. The final chapter of a once great career. The great Kaloya. High science master. Genius. Explorer. Discoverer. A dream for a tired, disillusioned old man.
Primary energy pathway E1 re-established. Limited power weaponry now available.
Whilst you were shut down, there was a potential in the tertiary transceiver bus to your cerebral core. Signal generation was occurring. Why?
Self-diagnostic program is still investigating continuing random feedback malfunction.
Explain nature of malfunction.
Mysteries?
Oh, go on, canine.
Random involuntary imaging data impulses. I'm unable to provide precise conceptual vocabulary. Only comparative humanoid concept available is word dreaming.
Dreaming? What does an electronic dog dream of? Chasing electronic cats? Do robots dream of electronic sheep?
Mistress?
Well, never mind.
Must return to the sphere immediately.
Burn out the lock.
Someone is using the main hold airlock.
This tunnel runs for 3 kilometres. We need to get as much of a head start as possible.
What's the alarm?
Isn't it obvious they've absconded down the tunnel?
It doesn't matter. Leave them.
And let them ruin the greatest find of all time.
She'll be heading for her ship.
And how many priceless objects has she stowed away there? We have to stop her.
Where are you going? K9, heal!
Please do not impede my progress. Mission directive imperative. I must comply.
The ship is that way.
Warning, I am instructed to render you insensible if necessary.
Instructed? By whom?
This is your final warning. Please allow me to continue.
K9, listen to me. You have a malfunction. There are no...
Understood. Bridge out. Myth chasing, woman chasing, robot chasing. I should know. Who's there? Hey! Stop messing about back there. If you're coming in, come in. I haven't got time for all this. Come on, man. It's no good hiding there.
Robot.
Gone. Oh, ow, my...
Where's the robot?
Gone. Stunned me. He's malfunctioning. You must help me find him and stop him.
You're not going anywhere.
And which of this happy band of half-wits are you?
Careful. Otherwise, I might...
What? Hit me? Yes. You look the type. Let me go. Let
me go!
Where have you two been?
I found him sitting at the base of the entry tunnel, collapsed.
I did not collapse. I was just resting. All this charging around. I'm not as young as the rest of you.
Little do you know.
Quiet.
Where's K-9?
As I've been trying to tell your associate, he's malfunctioned. I have to find him and stop him before it's too late.
Quake! Here? Impossible!
A geoquake! This whole sphere is subject to huge gravitational fluctuations.
On the ship, Voolish thought it was from the nearby dwarf star.
Worse than that, I'm afraid. The star out there is dying. You have to help me find K-9.
It can't be. It can't be dying.
You're lying.
Calm down, Kaloya, calm down. How do you know it's dying?
Radiation and temperature levels, alpha particle count. It's over 100 million years old. That class of star has dense helium cores and hydrogen-rich shells. Hydrogen into helium. The more massive the star, the faster the conversion occurs. Surface temperature escalates. EM field fluctuates wildly. Gravity field becomes denser. Sound familiar? As we stand here, weak energetic alpha particles are disrupting the star's nucleus and building up on its surface. The weakened field can't replenish the energy streaming away from the core, so the internal temperature drops and, unable to support its own weight, causes an irreversible gravitational collapse.
And when we saw the sky darkening, it wasn't because of a day and night cycle, but... Oh, no.
The sun is dying, collapsing.
Into another white dwarf?
Oh, a black hole!
How long?
Does it matter?
A few weeks, probably less. But this sphere will have been torn apart long before that.
Oh, I don't know what a week means, but it doesn't sound very long. Sorry I'm calling Voolish. Prepare for immediate takeoff. Oh, too much interference.
Wait a moment. This could all be just a trick.
Oh, for... Use your intelligence. Wait, what about helping me find K-9?
You must be crazy.
I can't leave her here.
If you've got a ship, use it.
Not without K-9.
Risk your life for a machine? Are you crazy?
K-9 is more than just a machine.
You're coming with us.
You certainly are not.
Kimmel, help me with her.